January 23rd, 2021. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm, as always, broadcasting from the very cold Chicago suburbs, but at least the sun is shining. I really appreciate you joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org for people who can handle the truth. Please visit my website at spingola.com. The radio schedule page is on the left. Just click it to see the schedule. I no longer have a mailing list to notify the listeners of upcoming programs. During the program, email Deanna at spingola.email or ask your question in the chat room at spingola.chatango.com or call into the program at 800-313-9443 when we open the phone lines. I am kind of minimizing and making life a little bit easier. My computer was in the shop for 9 days. I lost all the addresses in my email client that I have used for several years. On Monday, I had to have a new furnace installed. This has not been a great week, but I viewed it as kind of a learning experience. And it reminded me of this this story that I heard about a man, this 5,000 years ago, about a gentleman, a family man, who felt that he was overburdened with problems, and he decided to go travel a distance and meet this very experienced sage. And the man concluded that he had 183 problems. And the sage listened to all of his problems. And then he said, I can't help you. And the gentleman said, he was just floored. He'd saved his money and traveled all this great distance. And the sage said, you actually have 184 problems because you think that you shouldn't have any problems. And so as I have experienced these, what were hardships for me, I looked around and I felt, okay, I have a home. I had the wherewithal to replace the furnace. I lost email addresses. So what? If people want to get a hold of me, they can now do that because my dear friend, my sweet good friend, helped me to get my email back because when I got my computer back, the old email client didn't work. All my contacts were there. All of them are gone. I only had a few, but I thought, okay, if people want to find me, if they want to give me their contact again, great. You know where I'm at. And the other sites too that I would like you to look at is SpingolaSpeaks.net. And this was put together by this wonderful friend whom I love dearly, who just, he helped me out of the mess with setting up a brand new email program, which I am just learning. So anyway, if you want to use that email, Deanna at spingola.email, during the program, that's cool. And anyway, love to my friend, love to all my friends. I'm happy you joined me today. My guest today is a very special person, and he's just such a terrific person, and we've known each other for quite some time, is Dave Gaheri. He is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney and the producer of the of the full-length film about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, which occurred on June 8th, 1967, which everybody, every politician that we have since then has not even mentioned it. And anyway, the websites are erasingtheliberty.com and USSLibertyMovie.com. Dave has a personal website, Dave Gahary. That's GAHARY.com, DaveGahary.com. And he also is a publisher of great... This man is amazing. He has TurningTheTidePublishing.com. And I wrote a book back in 2015 called Screening Sandy Hook, Causes and Consequences, and I talked about a book that I had read that I referenced at least 11 times, and it was a gentleman by the name of John Verrappen. And what an incredible person that he was. And then Dave told me that he had republished the book, and I read it. I read the entire thing. He sent me a copy. I read it. I have so many post-it notes in here. If you only have one book that you want to read about Big Pharma, this is the one that you want to read. Everybody needs, whether you have interaction with Big Pharma, and everybody seems to have some sort of association with Big Pharma. Everybody needs to read this book. It is a must-read book. It's so wonderful. And Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna, can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right. Well, thank you for that glowing introduction. I'm sure I'm not going to be able to live up to it, but yes, you're right. It is an important book, and it's sad that the author left us too soon.
Indeed. But not before you worked with him and got so much more out of... There was the original book, but you
right,
expanded.
Because you read both. Right.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, I was thinking about the show, and it's sad because John was such a, like a fireball of energy. He really was. And even with his medical issues, primarily because he was diabetic, he had a lot of problems health-wise. And he just had this energy that he wasn't giving up. And just like he didn't give up with getting me involved with his mission. And then before the book was even released, the second edition, that's when I got the, well, I actually dug for the news. If you don't mind, I'd like to actually read a bit from the book to...
Oh, please. Oh my gosh, yes, please. Oh,
great, yeah, to bring the listeners up to speed. And I wrote the foreword, and it's titled The Pill-Pushing Racket. And, of course, our good friend Paul from over at TBR, he did the typesetting for this and the cover, and he's just terrific, Paul. I'll start. It says, I ran into John Verrappen's work several years ago. He sent me his books, and we eventually set up an interview to discuss the book you're holding in your hands now, an extremely important book on the massive pharmaceutical industry and its questionable strategies. I told John the book read like a novel, where you grow attached to the protagonist, but coupled with the shocking revelations he brought forth was much more than that. Full-length feature film is what I was thinking. John was born on February 4, 1943. So you could see he, in a few years, if he was still alive, he would be 80.
Wow.
And I was surprised to find out this was his first book, for his writing style was seasoned. We did the audio interview, and he graciously agreed to tell the same tale he had been telling for years. Big Pharma is not simply satisfied with hooking adults with their drugs, but now they're after our children, too. Short time after that, John asked if I would work as his agent for his books, as he felt that I would be able to introduce them to a larger audience. I politely declined several times, due mostly to time constraints, but John was persistent, as John was, and he won out. Maybe he knew his time was short on this earth, and he wanted his life's work handed off to someone he trusted. I can't say for sure. We spent many hours on Skype going over every page in this book for clarification and elaboration, and we had the last chapter left in early April 2015. We scheduled the next day to complete it, and when he didn't show up on Skype, I knew something was wrong. John was always online, and he kept his appointments. I eventually, with great effort, tracked him down at a local hospital in Sweden, where he was drugged up terribly and could barely speak. Fortunately, some of the staff filled me in, and there was a release date, which was good. He got out of the hospital and was home for a while. I spoke with him a few more times, and he gave me his usual pep talk about all we were going to do to expose the global pharmaceutical industry. He was rushed back to the hospital a short time later. Unfortunately, he was not destined to return home. On April 27, 2015, I tried him again on Skype through a text message, and a call came in. I was relieved, but I still had that feeling in the pit of my stomach. It wasn't John, but his son, Stanley, who gave me the bad news. The day before, John had succumbed to his near-lifelong battle with diabetes. Although I had expected to hear something like this, I was still floored. Stanley and I spoke for a while about his dad and his dad's wishes, and we decided to pick up where John Verapin left off, not letting his work die, but breathing new life into it, to warn future generations of the addictions that Big Pharma hopes to rack up. For the fact is that today the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world are not interested in curing disease, but convincing everyone, young and old alike, they are sick. Sick from something, it doesn't matter what, and that their expensive pills will solve whatever ailment they have, real or imagined. But the kicker is that many of the addictive pills they are pushing have long lists of side effects that are much worse than any disease itself. Big Pharma is even in the business of inventing diseases to create new markets for even more pills, as shown by John's revelations on what is today called attention deficit disorder. Doing this work without John isn't easy, but it's the least we could do for a man who gave us so much. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, he was something else. And, you know, just like I said, full of energy and just ready to go and ready to get out there. He could speak well. And, you know, his background is also fascinating. And I'd like to, after the break, start with that, actually, just so, again, listeners can get an idea of the man and where he came from and, you know, how far he went, actually, and what he gave up to reveal what he knew. And I just want to say that I appreciate your interest in this and kind words about it, because writing the book, Screening Sandy Hook, obviously you did tons of research into these drugs, and to say what you did about this book is it's a great thing, because obviously you know the material well, so thank you.
It is just amazing, and you brought up his entire history, which is so so amazing that he went from what he did, his Catholicism, how it added to his personality, how everything that occurred to him, and it did occur to him, and the predicament that certain religious people placed his family in, and it all lent to what he learned to do, how he learned to manipulate circumstances, and also the sacrifices that he gave up, or the sacrifices that he made, just to stay alive at certain times in his life. And it was just, and the circumstances around him meeting his first wife, it is an incredible story, and one that you want to really, you don't want to miss a thing. You don't want to skip around in this book. You can't skip around in this book.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. You know, for me anyway, I never skip around in books, but you know, I need to read everything in a book. And I know a lot of people are kind of, you know, put off or maybe intimidated by longer books, but the way that I look at books personally is that it doesn't really matter how many pages they are, because that's why you picked up the book. Whether they're, it's 192 or 4 pages like this one, which isn't that many pages relatively, or it's 800 pages, which, you know, recently I completed a book that was just about that. And it takes a while, but I mean, you have that knowledge. And that's the great thing about books, is that obviously the people who spent the time putting them together, you can gain all of that knowledge from all of the hours and days and weeks and months and years that they spent compiling it. So yeah, it is a very important book. And it's really one of these books that is, of course, it would never be promoted by by the mainstream, because that's how they make their living, is off of advertising from Big Pharma, which has been revealed by many people, but most, I guess, poignantly by Robert Kennedy Jr., who mm-hmm. met with that. I know you know about this. He met with that TV executive, and then he said, there's just no way we can't say anything negative about him. And of course, I'm paraphrasing, because mm-hmm. they pay the bills. So that's why, I guess, if you watch television, which again, I don't, but if you watch television, every ad or every other ad is for a Big Pharma drug, which is, it's just weird. Everything's really weird now, I think, you know, like not just the political environment that we find ourselves in, but even just if you turned on the TV, let's say, you know, 50 years ago and turned it on today, it's like a completely different world.
Indeed. And yet they started the pattern years ago with promoting, there were doctor shows, a lot of doctor shows, and the doctors always were brilliant, and they always cured everything, and it gave you a trust in the medical industry that we now find that many people, the minute they have something wrong, they run to their doctor. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back momentarily. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel, with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Dave Gaheri. He is the co-author of Erasing Liberty. But what we're talking about today is a fabulous book called Side Effects, Death, Confessions of a Pharma Insider. And just before the break, we were talking about television. And I used to leave it on in the background. I would be working, writing, researching, and it'd be on in the background just because, just to have some noise in the house. But I did take note of all of these commercials and how many there were, and noted how brainwashing they were. And even if you have something on in the background, it's affecting your mind. Your mind is taking it in. You're not doing it consciously. So I decided, well, almost a year ago, to unplug the TV and not ever turn it on again, which I haven't turned it on for almost a year. And there are some people who actually leave their TVs on all night. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're being brainwashed at night. They don't even realize it. So that's just my thoughts about.
No, that's exactly right. It's you know, obviously they. I mean, I know family members who do it. I'm not going to implicate which ones, but yeah, it's, you know, and you would think that the the ears, you know, the entire body would want a break from the constant sound and the sounds and the, you know, the video. And but some people, I guess, they feel more comfortable with that on, even at night while they're sleeping. But yes, I could see how, well, obviously it's done a, they've done a fantastic job in brainwashing, you know, millions of people, obviously, in this country.
Right. And, and it's ongoing on what is going on currently with the COVID situation.
Absolutely.
COVID creation.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, everything's moving in lockstep with that. And, you know, and I've personally thought about the, and I've gotten really frustrated with, you know, what is known as the mainstream media. And I think it's probably accurate to continue calling it the mainstream media because, unfortunately, there's so many people who think, you know, if it's on TV, it's got to be true. But but our ranks are growing, clearly. And I think it's really important not to focus on the mainstream media, but to focus on our media.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, like that commercial that, you know, I think it was News with Views or something. I can't remember, but where they said
that with guy, the bird cage. You
know, what was it?
To use the paper for the birds.
Yeah.
How appropriate for, especially if you have a large parrot. That should definitely, that is the way that we should feel about the so-called mainstream press and, yeah. And of course, TV and or radio.
Right.
I have come to appreciate Republic Broadcasting so much because they have been around for a long time. We have witnessed other radio stations going out of business, and bless John's heart, he continues to, even despite personal problems, he continues to produce a radio program. And speaking of producers, the producer that takes care of this program is just terrific. He has wonderful opinions and interacts. It's just, I couldn't ask for a better opportunity. And
yes.
Somebody said, well, gosh, you've been doing this for a while. And a friend of mine said, you know, kind of encouraged me to quit. And I thought, no, I got to keep my finger in the pie. I've got this. When I take my last breath, it's when I'll quit.
Yeah, there's no reason to quit. You know, I mean, really, why? I mean, as long as you could do it, right?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You have an audience. You have, you know, you're seasoned. You know, you have a vast store of knowledge. You're an excellent researcher, an excellent writer. To step back from this would, you know, really be a blow to, you know, those in our small, you know, small but effective arena. I think, you know, I was talking to somebody on Skype, and I said that, you know, he said, hey, we haven't spoken in a while.
Okay. We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back. And our guest is Dave Gaharie. And we are talking about a book titled Side Effects, Death, Confessions of a Pharma Insider. And, John, you pronounce it Verapin?
Yeah, John Verapin. Of course, that's not his full name, but...
Right. Yes, you know, okay.
A real long name. But I was saying before the break that this colleague said to me that, hey, we haven't, you know, touch base in a while, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He says, can you believe what's happening, basically? He said, I saw it for what it really was all along. I still find it hard to believe it has all worked so easily for them. And, of course, he's talking about COVID and the election and all that. I said, I agree, and I think many feel the same. I said, look, there's good news. We're more united than ever, and good things are happening. The more they push, the stronger we get, like a muscle. And it's true. So now is really an exciting time for us, I think, because they have really pushed so hard, and they're continuing to push with their banning and censorship and deleting, that there's so many more people now coming over to, if we want to say, our side. People who, someone was telling me that folks who do videos on, let's say, YouTube or BitChute or whatever it might be about, let's say, movies or science fiction stories, where they generally shied away or just steered clear of these type of topics, you know, politics or culture or whatever, in regards to politics, now they're not. Now they've become active. So I think it's a great time for us, and I think it had to happen this way, although none of us could predict that it would have. But I think we're going to start really impacting a lot more people on a much greater scale.
I really hope so. There seems to be so many. Well, people are making a lot of videos, as you mentioned, and you know it's a good video if you get a warning that you're going to an unsafe website. And those are the videos you want to ignore that message and go there anyway, because they are attempting to censor on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media. Now, I've never been active in Facebook, but I have recently become active in Twitter. And my gosh, there are people that lose maybe 2,000 followers in a day, and or they're banned. I was sent to the censorship corner for posting something. I couldn't post anything for 12 hours, and I interviewed a couple weeks ago another individual whose book you published, and Angelo John Gage, and he's always being censored. He was sent to the corner for 12 hours. So
yes.
And it's very apparent to the followers, and so they think, oh, well, maybe we better go to some other site or maybe create another site. But so many of these sites are just options that are also under the control of the powers that be. But people are recognizing that. They are recognizing that we must keep fighting, because when you're censored or when you're limited in the people that you can speak with or to, it makes you want to spread the word better and bigger and not give up.
Yes, that's right. And that Angelo was just, I was actually, I was the same with you, Facebook. I rarely used it, and I only got into it because I wanted to contact that band member from Pink Floyd to do an interview with him.
Oh.
I can't remember the guy's name, but at any rate, that was why I did it. And I almost got him as a guest, which was pretty cool. I was pretty close. But I wasn't able to do Roger Waters. That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was that I had a Facebook account, which I rarely used, but they actually disabled my account a few months ago. And I mean, you hear about these stories of, you know, they call it Facebook jail.
Right.
Yeah, and I had never been to Facebook jail because I had never, I guess, violated whatever it is that you can't violate. And but that didn't matter. They just took me out.
Well, they did the same thing with Angelo. He hardly ever used it, and he went to use it, and it wasn't there anymore.
Exactly. That's right. He just told me they just took him out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they, like you said, they banned him or put him on, you know, on ice for 12 hours. And I've never used this Twitter And I probably never will. I really dislike all of these clowns. But I think that's what I was saying. I think that, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and there are now more options to do what has to be done, you know, all the way from shortwave radio, you know, to, you know, one of these new social media, you know, interfaces like Gab or Telegram or, you know, Signal or whatever it might be. And people are waking up and they're doing it. So, yeah, I feel pretty positive about people waking up. And usually I don't, but I think we're in a sweet spot.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it is. So let me read this, if I may, about John.
Yes, please.
And I'm just reading a little bit, because obviously we want folks to pick up the book and
absolutely
and read it for themselves. And we may have briefly mentioned it, but of course you may have briefly mentioned it, and myself as well, that you had read this book for as part of your research for screening Sandy Hook. And of course that was the first edition, which wasn't called the first edition, or at least not prominently.
Right.
And that edition obviously became the second edition after John and I went through it. And that's what I was saying when I was reading it, I was shocked that that was the first thing he ever wrote, because besides, you know, writing is kind of tough to do. But his background, you know, I mean, just coming from
incredible.
Where he did.
Incredible.
Yeah, incredible.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
What he started out as.
Yes.
In Guyana.
Right.
As, and how, what he became.
That's right.
Was absolutely mind-boggling.
Exactly. Exactly. This is chapter one. I'm just going to read a little bit from it just to give folks an idea of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the chapter is titled How I Became What I Am. And he says, I turned 72 in February. If you were to see a photo of me, you'd never believe that I am Swedish, but it's written under the heading nationality on my passport. I speak fluent Swedish, although it isn't my native language. I was born in British Guiana, since 1966, called Guyana, a country which in many respects is the absolute opposite of Sweden. I am the father of an 11-year-old son. He is the pride of my old age. At the same time, I'm very worried about him when I think about his future and the dangers that lurk, dangers with which I was involved. I'm just gonna make it a little quieter in here, soundproof it. I believe no one is unscrupulous by nature, including me. It is unforgivable that I let myself be roped into the dirty dealings of Big Pharma without saying no, or even just protesting, indeed, without even getting upset. But maybe it's not all that unexplainable. My childhood followed the same pattern, the pattern of power and its abuse. My memories of childhood and adolescence are not meant to cleanse me. Biography is not an excuse, but it can help to explain why I walked right into the traps that had been set up for me and why I found it so difficult to free myself again. And the next heading says, growing up in British Guiana. I was born in a small village in British Guiana, which at that time, as the name reveals, was a British colony. My skin is dark. I am of Indian descent, although British Guiana lies on the north coast of South America. My great-grandparents came as coolies, and that's C-O-O-L-I-E-S, laborers to South America, recruited as voluntary slaves. The New World was portrayed to them in the brightest colors, and they were promised the life of a free and wealthy person, at least after they had paid back the costs for the crossing, for which they naturally didn't have the money. So, yeah, this guy came from, you know, beyond a modest background, almost in slavery, you know, the coolies, and, you know, that's, I think that's a, you know, somewhat of a common term, but you know, the coolies were basically slaves, and they had to do what their masters told them they should do, but they could buy themselves out of slavery. But of course, like most anything, it's very difficult to really get a leg up and you know, achieve, you know, the goal of becoming independent, you know, especially financially, because, you know, in many ways the you know, the deck is rigged against most people. That's not saying that you cannot break out of, you know, that financial trap that might appear that way to many, and it is, it's difficult for many people, and many people don't really have a high regard for money, and others have a great regard for it, but this guy was, you know, really nothing more than a slave, the child of slaves, and here he is going to the really the top of the, you know, the heap, and becoming one of the most influential representatives and promoters of big pharma, to the, you know, all the way to the point of, it was John who was, and folks will understand this when they read the book, it was John who was solely responsible, almost solely responsible, I guess you could say solely, for the approval of Prozac.
Right. It
was the first really drug in that category to become a blockbuster. And, you know, since that time, of course, we have all these, is it psychotropic? Is that the right term, Deanna?
Yes. SSRIs.
That are, you know, all the rage.
Selective serotonin.
Yes, right.
Release,
yes.
Inhibitors. It is totally amazing. And when you first told me about the book, I looked it up on Amazon to see what the price was. It was like $247 or something. And I thought, see, they don't want anybody to read it. It was the original book. And if they don't want you to read something, they outprice it, or they simply censor it, take it off of Amazon or other websites. But this edition is readily available. And when I was reading about his background, it brought to mind other people, other politicians who engaged in the slave trade, including notable people like Herbert Hoover, who was a politician who became president. He was a Secretary of Commerce for a while, and he was doing a lot of trading. He sent 200,000 Chinese to work in the mines in Africa by promising them good food and a good environment and all these wonderful things. And literally, they were just dying in the mines, which they would have to go deep into the earth. And so when you look at the slave trade as the entire operation from many angles, you see that these people have an early death, and they're worked to death, and they never amount to anything. They never amount. Many of them die because of the abusive treatment. And to think that he was a slave, literally, he was a slave, and his family were slaves. And to become what he became is it boggles the mind just to think about it. And obviously he was incredibly intelligent, and he, because of his background, because of his dealings with the Catholic Church and some of the experiences that I hope you'll talk about He learned to become a survivor in an environment that was meant to do him in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He was, you know, one of these people who... Oh, here we go.
Okay, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, welcome back. Our guest is Dave Gaheri, and he is the publisher, TurningTheTidePublishing.com, and some of the other offerings are just fabulous. Books that I've read, this latest film you've come out with, but we'll talk about that later. Yes. you're subbing for me next week. I'm just so delighted with what you're doing.
Well,
you are so impressive. Okay.
Oh, come on. Hold on. Let me tell my wife that. I'll be right back. I'll get a dose of reality.
And have her Skype me a Reuben.
What's that?
Have her Skype me a Reuben.
Yes. She'll tell you how fabulous I am, but no, I really appreciate that, and it really is it really is a team effort. I guess when you're younger, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, they think that they could do all this stuff on their own, and, you know, it's me against the world. But it really is a team effort, and it feels a lot better to work with a team. The stuff that we do in the publishing arena couldn't be done without all the team members. It's not just me doing it. Obviously, it's a bunch of people, and it's great that there is that much talent there that can come together and produce the kind of stuff that's produced, because it's all about producing, of course. And I sent you a link, and of course you're very familiar with this. We just started carrying, not at Turning the Tide Publishing, but at Money Tree Publishing.
Yes.
The DVD, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yes. So
that's been banned, obviously.
I know. Imagine that.
And so Dennis and a colleague of his reached out to me in August when the outlet that they had was not taken down, but it was just not functioning anymore. And we just actually got it up and running last night. So it took that long because there was a lot of research going into it and how it was going to be done. But if folks go to, and Side Effects Death used to be at MoneyTreePublishing.com, but Money Tree Publishing is more for the niche of, items like this particular four box set DVD, The Greatest Story Never Told. They can go to MoneyTreePublishing.com and check that out. So there's a lot of people who are interested in this fella, Adolf Hitler, because so much time and energy and money is spent by the powers who should not be on demonizing this guy. I think a lot of people just sense that, just as you were saying, when they have that little warning, sealed for your protection notice on the YouTube videos. That's why you want to go in there and see what they're protecting you from. Yeah, because they care about us so much. Right. So,
All righty, we're at the top of the hour. Yeah, they care about us so much they'd want to protect us. Be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.